In the early 50s, mining was an existential need of the young state of Israel. The Ramon crater quarried minerals such as gypsum, kaolin, and other clays. Over the years, the concepts changed, the quarrying diminished, and the Machtesh began to be recognized as a natural wonder and a tourist attraction. In the 70s, Professor Emmanuel Mazur, a geologist and environmental scientist, initiated study camps throughout the country, including the Ramon camp. Mazur was the first to define the Machtesh as a nature reserve. Due to his initiative, the government came to the decision that the region of the Negev Machtesh, Ramon, large, small, and Arif, contains unique natural treasures on a national and international scale, and measures must be taken to conserve their natural state and to prevent any damage to them. Planning and development must be for tourism and outdoor recreation purposes. Today, most of the area of the Ramon crater is a nature reserve and part of an extensive project of the National Parks Authority in cooperation with the Foundation for the Rehabilitation of Quarries. The old quarry areas are undergoing eco-geomorphological rehabilitation that aims to reveal the beauty of the rock layers, to recreate a variety of habitats, and to transform the damaged area into a national park.